This is Opes and Dreams, a podcast about life's humbling moments and how two besties navigate them through humor and shared experiences. Hosted by Karen Wall and Kylie Parsons.
Did you miss us? Opes and Dreams is officially back with season two. We are so excited. Sorry, not sorry we took so long to get back to you.
Not sorry at all.
Summer got in the way and we were having fun, living our best lives. So yeah, we have a lot to catch up on.
We do. We actually haven't seen a lot of each other at all this summer. So it's not just you guys missing us. Like, we missed each other.
We miss each other too. Yeah, we see each other, but in very brief moments when we're out at the music festival that Kylie owns and runs.
Triple's Music Gardens out in Yuba, Wisconsin.
And I help do social media for them. Mm-hmm. So when we're both out there, we're usually two ships passing in the night, if you will. So we get some QT again. Yeah. We're really excited.
We are.
And we get to share it all with you.
We're back.
We are back. We are back. Season two, episode one. So as you notice, we took a little bit more time off than planned, and we're going to be kind of I still don't know how to use them. That hasn't changed in the 2 months we've been on a break.
Was it 2 months?
I don't know. Almost.
6 weeks? 7 weeks?
Something like that.
Whatever.
We're going to be tightening things up. That's the words I'm looking for. And we're going to stick with our kind of theme, which is hopes and dreams, or the highs and lows of life.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to stick to those themes and not get carried away as much as that we have in the past. So with that being said, we have months to catch up on. So we're going to talk about the highs and lows of our summer so far. So let's start with you, Kylie. Okay. Tell us some of your highest highs of the summer so far.
My highest highs have come in the form of live music and hanging out with the talent and crew at my festivals with my fellow co-owners. There are 8 of us. It's not just me. And there's a whole team of volunteers that help us out, too. But I low-key turned being a groupie into a career and had some really fun moments with members of Mo and Umphreys and Paint Talking Fish. It was super, super fun. I loved every minute of it. It's been a super great summer.
Those are all, if you don't know, like nationally touring bands mm-hmm. that if you're in the jam band scene, you probably have heard those names a little bit more. Pink Talking Fish is a blend of Pink Floyd, Talking Heads, and the band Fish. And they were definitely one of my highs for the summer.
Yeah.
Getting to hang out with them after the show and just their whole show was.
And learning about all their side projects.
Yeah, they have some really great ones.
Every one of them. And the guitar player wasn't their regular guitar player. He was a fill-in because their usual one was gallivanting for his birthday that weekend. Hope he had a great time.
How dare he?
But the Pink Talking Fish will be at the Atwood Music Hall later this year.
Yeah.
Tickets and go see them because it'll be awesome.
Other highs.
Other highs. Devere turned 7.
That is a big high.
The baseball game that we took him to, we went to a Milwaukee Brewers game. And if you're a baseball fan at all, you will join me in celebrating the amazing season they've had so far. They're crushing it. And it's been really fun to be a Brewer fan this year.
And if you're just listening to us for the first time, you just found us. Devere is Kylie's son, not just a 7-year-old that we randomly hang out with, even though I do actually randomly hang out with him.
He doesn't like this title, but we've called him Spawn of the Pod in season one.
He is Spawn of the Pod. He's Spawn of something. Satan some days, I swear, but love him just the same.
Right. So he's 7 now, and he had a Harry Potter-themed birthday this year. So I got him the full costume, the robe, the tie, the glasses, the lightning bolt tattoo, the wand, all of it. And we went to the baseball game and hoping that he would get on the big screen. Because if you've never been to a baseball game, there's jumbo screens, and in between innings and plays, the camera people will go around the crowd and will like have, show people dancing, or they'll play the Lion King song and people will hold their babies in the air. It's very cute. So the cameraman did eventually find Devere at the end of the game. And when the cameraman finds somebody at a sporting event, sometimes it's a particular elevation of excitement where like whatever's happening, whatever they're doing, it's funny or it's cute or it's sweet. The crowd just erupts that much more and it's that much more of a bigger like, yeah! So he got that. And then they panned to other people and came back to him a second time.
He's
all over again.
And we're all in trouble now because that's going to go straight to his little ego that's already massive enough.
Yeah.
Which we found out a lot this summer by just little things that he's said when nobody's looking.
Oh my gosh.
So funny.
He's still so much of a riot. But he was a low-key celebrity after the game. The game let out and we were walking out and we ran into the cameraman and he's like, oh my gosh, it's Harry Potter. I saw you. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. I got to get you up on the screen. And we were like, thank you for doing that. It's his birthday today. Like it was a big deal. And he got high fives and fist bumps and just all of the attention getting back.
Which
to the
I bet if he's like us, he like loves slash hates that.
He loved it.
He loved it. I talk about like, you know, I'm obviously we have a podcast and I am pretty like present on social media and stuff, but like I low key like get super nervous when people like actually give me attention.
Yeah.
I want attention, but I just like a cat, just like with your eyes. Like, I think I've said that before probably, but it's very particular about who and where it's coming from. Otherwise you're most likely, I know that some of you can't see us physically, but
so
a lot of times you're going to get this look from me.
Yeah.
It's just a look, and I mean it. Sorry.
I mean it.
Any other highs?
Oh, boy. That's been it. It's been just a fun summer of live music and hanging out with Dev, getting him ready for school, which is not a high. That's stressful.
Are there any parents out there in the Madison Metro School District that can give my sweet Kylie some advice on a child entering elementary school? Because
why is it making me
if
feel
she
like
can't
idiot?
Figure it out, we're all screwed, because I've seen her be excessively stubborn about figuring things out. And so if you're lost on this, Lord help the rest of you out there. I will never have to be in this position unless I adopt a child, but I don't see that happening.
It's been an experience. We're almost there. I'm almost ready. I'm not prepared at all, but I'm almost ready.
I told her that she'll have this struggle and then she's going to be the one that's like an expert at it, giving everybody else advice on how to handle it from here on out.
So
that's
just PTA meeting.
She'll be exactly. She's going to be PTA mom for sure. Running the whole show soon enough.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I do fear for how involved I want to be with the parents and teachers. It's kind of a taboo thing nowadays for parents to be involved in interactions that the kids have in public school. That'll be an adjustment for me. I'm going to have a hard time not wanting to be like, well, can I connect with the parents? Can we talk about this? Because 75% of the time, the parent's not going to show up. Anyway, we don't have to dive too deep into that. We can save that for a whole episode.
Yeah, great. Maybe we will. That's a good theme. I'm sure there's a lot of highs and lows involved in that. Maybe we can get a teacher friend of ours on here. Actually, I have one in mind. I have one in mind. Sam, we're coming for you, girl.
We're coming for you. How about you? Give me your highs and your lows.
Okay. So what do you want me to start with? Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows.
Get the yuck out of the way.
Got some lows this summer. Sort of lows. Lows at the time. And then in hindsight, you know, hopefully eventually they'll be highs. Big changes for me. I'm no longer teaching Pilates. That happened kind of abruptly. For a period of time there, it was pretty icky. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to be when I grow up. And so there's a lot of that happening right now where I unfortunately have to pick up more shifts at the restaurant, which was a thing that I did not want to have to do.
However, just to interject, lesson learned, don't burn bridges. If you are a capable and respectful adult in any industry and you're leaving, don't burn the bridge. Leave on good terms. You never know. You might have to come back. I had to do it when I came back from Indiana. I put in a few more months at P.F. Chang's before I started doing hair. So yeah. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not the worst thing to go back into.
At least you have something to go back to.
And exactly. So I am very blessed and very grateful that I do have the ability to go back and pick up shifts when I want to. It doesn't mean I'm getting back on the schedule. I'm not going to be doing it, you know, 80 hours a week or anything like that. This is just a transition period. I already know what I want to do next. I'm not sharing that information. I haven't even told you yet what what's up my sleeve yet. I will tell you later, but I will not share it publicly yet. I am not going to do that until it's done.
That's fair.
But there will be hints. but I will not be sharing that information until it's done, because in the past, I have a lot of things I always want to do, and I'm starting to look at it as a another word I can't think of. What's the word when you superpower? It's one of my superpowers that I constantly have new ideas and goals and dreams. But sure. Technically, this thing I want to work towards is on my 5-year plan. It's in my 5-year goals, so it's not technically something I'm just like, oh, I'm going to do this now and not follow through with it. I mean, I have followed through with everything I've done so far.
Yes, I have
completed my tasks of I'm going to get my Pilates certification. I'm going to teach. Did that. Mm-hmm. I did get my yoga certification. Am I teaching yoga? No. Will I dive back into that again someday? Possibly. It did help me with my practice more. Mm-hmm. So that was valuable to me. I'm doing a lot of the social media stuff that I want to be doing. I just don't want to seem flaky. And I have that. It's a big fear of mine that I'm just like jumping from one thing to the next and I don't look like I'm stable at all. But I think the next thing that I plan to do is going to be something that's very in alignment with me, who I am, what I've always wanted to do, something I'm already doing currently. So I look forward to it. It is something that's going to take me a long time to complete. It's expensive and it's time consuming, but it is something that I think will be a lifelong career path for me. And it's very filling and I'm very excited about it. So that's the lows turned into highs for me, my hopes and dreams. I turned 42 August 7th. I had a great birthday. I was thrown a 3-day music festival. They got the name wrong, though. It's really weird. They called it People Fest instead of Karin Fest. But I will tell you, I felt that was just a great weekend for me.
It was.
I felt so much love. Yes. And I was really shown a lot of like just love and appreciation from many, many different areas. I had many very special people to me there that weekend. And it was just over the top. There was one musician, our friend Tim Eddy, who weaved me in and out of his set. And I kind of had to leave because I was like, well, I can't have the whole set be about me. So I humbly backed away, but super cute. And it was just really, really nice. And in the past, I'd probably run for the hills if a band said my name on stage, but I really kind of let it happen. And Texas Toast gave me a birthday shout out and it was the best thing ever. It was just a lot of fun. That was definitely a high. Tubing on the river with Kylie and some of her other dear friends was definitely a high.
That was a fun day for sure.
And I just got back from Door County. I was there for a week. Dan and I went and took a trip. Dan is my boyfriend, for those who don't know.
Main Dan is
what they call him. I call him BB. So we went away to Door County and just had a very relaxing week where we did a lot of nothing and, you know.
Did you read any books?
I actually didn't read any books. So when we go to the cabin, our thing we do is watch Magnolia Network until our eyes bleed, or HGTV.
Good.
So we sit and we watched Lakefront Bargain Hunt Renovation for days and days. That's and days. One. We watched that. We love Maine Cabin Masters. We love Hometown Takeover, Makeover.
With Aaron and Ben.
Yes.
They're my favorite.
So you're going to get a glimpse of what Madison has to deal with on a regular basis with our fighter jets. That's one of five, probably, for them.
Anti-jet.
They're loud and invasive.
Here at Oaks and Dreams.
But they're
on record with
I think
that.
Most people in Madison on the east side are not really down for these jets. They're a lot.
Did I tell you about that time I went over to my friend's house to drop something off? And she lives.
You went to a friend's house to drop something off once?
She lives by Eakin Park, asshole. And I was standing on her porch for 5 minutes. And she's at a spot where the jets come, and that's where
right
they're
over
landing,
the house.
Like right behind the neighborhood. And it was life pausing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have a conversation. She's like, we have to pause what we're watching on TV. You have to stop the conversation that you're having unless you're really good at reading lips to continue with it. You could feel it in the floor and the ground. I thought it was loud where I live on the east side, but damn.
No.
This is...
Depending on where they're coming in from. They come so low, and I like shake and have to cover my head. And like, I don't have any PTSD of any sort that would require me to cower. It's just such a scary, loud noise that comes out of, I mean, we should be used to it twice a day. And there's just many of them. There used to be five. I think they're down to like two or three now that are circling on a, I was told once that they fly to DC and do DC flyovers and then come right back. Like twice a day?
No, I've seen them.
I don't
just
know what
do
the
do their circle. Like, you can see the loop that they do. And
it seems like a waste of tax dollars to me. Anyway, it's enough about that.
Gosh.
So, yeah, there's got to be more that has happened, but it's hard to recall now.
Man, it's been a lot. I have. What did we, let's see, I'm trying to think of when we stopped recording. Was it before the July show, right?
It so was, one moment, folks.
Pause.
I have to, here Susie. We go. My dog is acting a fool. Happy International Dog Day. You're not going to hear that for like a week, but it's today as we're recording is International Dog Day.
We hope you kissed your dogs last
week.
We give
love to all of our dogs that are so smart and amazing. And my dog's a little questionable today. She's gotten her head stuck and she just fell over getting caught in a vine. You know.
Manny came home today. Manny is our dog. He's an 8-year-old Heinz 57. It's about 60 pounds. Beagle Lab, Border Collie, Boxer, and Cattle Dog. And he stays at my mother-in-law's house when we're gone for the weekend. And with Devere not being in school yet, she is helping us out with childcare all week. So she brought him home this morning. And he came in hot like a bucking bronco and was barking and whimpering and was so excited to be home. It was great.
I missed
my dog.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you tell him?
I did.
Right
he
away?
Came, he went
Did right you make
past,
him wait an hour?
He went right past Alex and came to me in the kitchen. And I, me mom, gave
I'm
him butt
so
scratches.
Glad.
Yeah, it was immediate attention. Don't worry.
Great.
Colin, is unsatisfied with the attention I give my dog when we get to my house or when I come home. He wants acknowledgement and I give it to him eventually, but I'm a busy person.
Sometimes I get there before her. Like if we're going to record the podcast at her house, I'll get there and I'll be waiting. And he can tell she's like half a mile away and he'll grab his like toy and he just wiggles and just knows she's coming. And he gets so excited. His whole entire life wiggles. He's just like, yeah. And she'll come in and he's just sitting there like, and she doesn't even look at him. And he's just like, his whole life is for her. And she's just like, wait, bitch.
Just gotta wait. I have to set my stuff down.
She's got better things to do.
Like I told Devere, I walk in and he comes at me with mom, blah, 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 and with whatever he's got in his hand. And I'm like, can I
yeah,
get home
I get that
first?
With the kid, but the dog?
The dog has to wait too.
No.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. You
should
tell him more.
The band members who got to go to the Hizzy during the show.
The what? What are you talking about?
I call houses Hizzy.
Don't. When? Since
always.
When? I've never heard
Hizzy.
That in my life. I'm going to go back
go
and listen to every single
kind
episode.
Down to the Hizzy. Anyway, they all got to enjoy the DMG dogs, Buddy and Boogie. Dogs are not allowed at Driftless Music Gardens because it is not safe for all of our attendees for your dog to be there unless it has papers, like emotional support dogs. Those are allowed. But you, don't bring your dog. Those two dogs live there. That's their home. And they don't go out in the grounds during an event. They are confined to the house or they go down the road to grandma's house.
And I know that because I built one of them a fence this year.
Right. So they stayed in the house and in their fenced-in backyard during the event. But while they were in the house, some band members would come down to take showers after the show. And they got their dog time in. And they were all, they loved it. They're like, oh, I miss having a dog. I need to get my fix. And the drummer, the new drummer for Umphrey's McGee, spent some extra time with Boogie and Buddy. It was really
That's
sweet.
Really nice. Yeah, I mean, you miss dog time when you're on the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't. We go anywhere for even a couple days and I don't see a dog. I'm like, oh, it's just not right. I need that dog love.
It's such a nice little part of the hospitality. It's come to Driftless Music Gardens. And even though you're away from home, it still kind of feels like you're at home.
Did I mention yet that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can spend the last 20 minutes just talking about that, right?
I could, but I won't. But I couldn't be happier than if it was my own engagement. I cried.
You did?
Very much. I saw it and I squealed loudly. What kind of bug is that?
Should we talk about the ring?
It's very beautiful. $150,000 ring, vintage, custom made, and it's incredible.
Okay, so here's the question I have. When you're shopping for an engagement ring for Taylor Swift, how, like...
He knows.
Did she help? Or was it just, like, all of the stress and pressure on him? Like, you're buying an engagement ring for Taylor Swift right now,
I'm sure, like her best friend was involved. I'm sure he got her mother involved. I mean, and she is very... I mean, I could have picked out her ring.
It was chosen properly. I'm not saying it wasn't chosen properly.
Yeah, I could have... I mean, I think any one of her, like, diehard Swiftie fans, we could have all kind of guessed the style of ring. We knew she would want, like, a vintage, very folklore-esque kind of ring. You know, she just, it's just her style and her vibe. And I think it's just, I think he did a really, really great job and she's never going to want anything like flashy and that like everybody else has, it would have to be. And there's probably a chance that like, maybe there's some of her grandmother Marjorie's ring involved in this. And, you never know, there's a lot, but I feel like, she was on him and his brother's podcast recently. And it took me a solid 2 days to watch it because I'd have to stop and cry because just seeing the love between them, the genuine love, it was absolutely incredible to watch. And he, incoming jets, once again.
There it is.
It's not as close this time. But they'd know. At least everybody gets an idea of what we deal with here. And
I was just like pontificating on like, gosh, you have to buy an engagement ring for Taylor Swift. Like how do you tackle that?
But they know each other. They know each other. It's not like he's buying it for a stranger. They've been together over a year.
It's crazy.
It's just like if I were had to pick out a ring for her myself, not even. Not even knowing her personally, I would have picked a vintage ring for her.
Yeah, I can see it. It definitely fits. It's a beautiful
and like
ring.
What girl it's doesn't really have cool. their entire thing on their Pinterest?
Sure,
I have every detail of my, you know, of my shit planned. If it ever happens for me, I have it all ready to go. Just
ready to
launch. Ready to launch. It's ready. So, you know, it's not hard. If you know your person, you kind of have an idea of what they're into. And I think she's pretty obvious.
Do you know what kind of wedding dress she's going to choose?
Hmm.
Sleeves, maybe? Headband?
No, she's not a headband girl.
No?
It's hard to tell because with her, if she's going to go like whimsy or is she going to be like couture?
I can see. Okay, I just had a vision. Of her hair not down but like up in a bridal do with, you know, the pieces, the swoopy, the clean but the casual, and then I can see like a satin, you know, sweetheart top strapless gown with a long train, or I can see like a more vintage.
I think it'll be vintage.
Like vintage 70s though, like early 70s. That's why I was like sleeves, because
it's hard to say.
I'm seeing lace.
It depends on when, where they get married, like what the whole thing. It'll be really interesting to see, and if they're going to publicize that. I was honestly shocked. I think I was the most shocked that they shared the engagement
the
in general.
Yeah,
and
same.
We don't know when those engagement photos happened or when they got engaged. My guess is that they were definitely engaged when she recorded the.
I think so too.
When she recorded the podcast, there was just something about the way they were acting that was like extra. Mm-hmm. There was something vibing off of them. Anybody that watched could see it, and I think that that might have already been a thing. She was fidgeting with her finger a lot, so I think she was like realizing that the ring wasn't there a couple times. I caught that, so I think that they were already engaged. And All of the like speculation has been that they started dating in August. So I think he did it like maybe on their year anniversary or something like that.
Their 2 year anniversary.
No, 1 year.
No, they've been together since 23.
So they started in last. So it was he went on the pod, or he went to her first Eras tour in early July, and then. It could have been the year before, but early July. And then they've only been together a year. This will be her second football season. So early July, he talks about he went to see the Eras tour. And then late July, he went on the podcast saying that he tried to meet her and make her a bracelet with his number. And then by September, she went to the first game, and then they were like already like dating by the end of September. And so I think it's been only a year. This is going to be the second football season.
We'll have to go
total for a year. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that it was.
Cause I know everybody's like another football season with him.
Two seasons of football so far. This is her third season of football starting.
Well, they've only done one Super Bowl though. As her rookie year was his Super Bowl win, and that was last year. Yeah, we'll
tell us.
Look,
in the
I'm pretty positive on my Taylor Swift obsession. I'm pretty sure.
I know football more.
Me too. Yeah, I know football a lot. I go to football games.
Yeah, I don't go to football games.
Every year I go to a Bagger game. I've danced halftime on Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field and how uncomfortable it is to sit there. Being there is awesome.
Depends on where you are.
Don't sit in a peasant seat. Uncomfortable.
You got to bring stuff for underneath your butt.
I had a butt cheek of space left on the bench because of all the people that were sitting. I was on the edge, the last seat, and half of my one butt cheek was all the space that was left.
That's too bad.
It was awful.
I've never had that experience being on halftime, you know, being on the sidelines and all. And suites. I won't do things unless it's VIP anymore. I have a podcast. Kidding. Oh, actually, I think we might have talked about it already. We have talked about the bus.
Yeah.
The bus. Because I think on our last episode, I was like, I'm getting a double-decker bus. But I haven't.
So the bus is great. It's still slanted. My husband and I impulsively bought a converted Bluebird off of Facebook Marketplace in June, and it's parked out at the venue, the grounds right now. But she's slanted. She's like this. So it's rough still. It hasn't been leveled out. It probably won't get leveled out before we take it away for the winter. But talk about VIP treatment. It is pretty cush to be able to be like, I need to just go sit in the air conditioning on my bus.
Or the heat, which will be for the next event coming up, the Boogie Down in September.
We tested it out on Saturday night because it did get pretty cold. And it worked really well, but it makes this like.
That's fine.
Pretty consistent.
I'm sure I'll sleep through it just fine.
Yeah, you'll sleep through it just fine. I didn't.
I will be sleeping in the bus if it's cold at Boogie Down.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't stay in the van if it's too cold. I'll die. Me and Devere are going to be bunk mates.
Yay.
It'll be fun.
It will be
fun. Only if it gets super cold. If it's not super cold, I'll be fine. But
I mean, even having it on just a little bit when it was like in the 60s outside, really helps it be comfortable.
My dog is making really bad choices today. She opened it with her face. That's her pool's in there. We're in my backyard, by the way.
Enough to need a pool right now, Susie.
This beautiful background that you see, we didn't actually create ourselves. This is my garage.
You know what this is reminding me of? Do you remember when Danny Masterson was called out for being a gross human, and his co-stars from that 70s show recorded their apology for standing up for him and like being on
Mila
his side.
And Ashton? Yeah, because they love him. Yeah, they apologize.
They recorded their apology in front of a wall that looked like this, but it was like an old wall adjacent to their massive pool in their
They have
big
a barn
mansion.
Demonium, I believe. I don't. I just have a garage.
Ugh.
Are you done making dumb choices, Susie?
I hate it when people are gross. Been a lot of them lately.
There's some grossness going around.
There's a lot of ick happening on a local level.
On a very, very local level, we have some ick going around. And we're still waiting for the ball to drop. Not going to lie.
Surprisingly.
Normally, these things kind of get out a little quicker than they are. But we're just waiting patiently to see what happens with this one.
Maybe by the time this episode is being listened to.
Maybe somebody will have had the balls to say something. I'm not this time. I usually am a... I guess a whistleblower is the name for it.
Sure.
I'm usually one of the first people that will do the call outs in our local music scene for horrendous behavior, but
I think we need more info before we can.
This one's a little more sensitive, I
think.
I think everybody's
a little more sensitive about it. But if you're listening to this and you know info, we want to know. Tell us what you know.
Tell us what you know.
Because people should know things, especially when
to be a safety. Yeah, community safety issue happening, and it just seems that this particular situation is being really swept under the rug. However, I think that safe and fair and okay for now until there's official court dates and whatnot.
We can talk about Michael Franti, though.
Yeah, we can.
Because
I, for one, am going to just say, I told you all so. I've been anti-Franti and anti-NACO and anti a lot of the bullshit that happens at Harmony Park events. Mm-hmm. Not everybody. There are some really great people and some really great human beings that go there. I've met a lot of them. I've met a lot of the people I love dearly to this day at Harmony Park in Minnesota. But they kind of have a very bad history of just housing pedophiles and really shitty human beings.
Didn't age well.
No.
Yeah.
There was, I don't know if anybody listening knows NACO from NACO and Medicine for the People, but
he's gross.
He's gross. And still to this day, there's a lot of apologists for him that I don't understand. And he's done a lot of shitty things. I've been part of this group that is, called Safer Harmony. It's a private group. You cannot come into it, but it has a lot of the victims' firsthand testimonials in it. I've seen a lot of it. I've seen his behavior personally. He's trash, and Franti is no different. There's a lot of that in that like kind of spiritual new age culture, I think, where there's a cult-like following to these musicians and these bands that's very unhealthy and problematic. Unfortunately, I get scared on a local level with that happening sometimes too. And it's not because of, in these cases, it is because of those musicians themselves. Sometimes it's not, it's a lot of choices made by the people following them. But when you kind of have this God complex and you're preaching this positivity and all of this like spiritual, that's a red flag in itself, I think. Mm-hmm. I just think there's a lot of like people need to look behind those things when you idolize somebody so hard or you like get, they changed my life. Their music changed me. They did like that in itself is like, okay, you can be inspired by somebody, but you just got to be careful about like putting all your eggs in their basket. Stuff, it just gets weird and fuck them. Fuck them.
It is not okay in my opinion. For somebody like Franti, if you're going to come out and say that she was an adult and it was consensual, you are not allowed to neglect your position and the perspective that they have of you, regardless of if it was consensual, you are ignoring the fact that you have a superior power complex. Saying that that didn't exist is a complete lie. You can't say that. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it's definitely like abuse of power. And we see that a lot these days. We see a lot of abuse of power in those situations.
Release the Epstein files!
Yes. So, you know, there's just a lot of that going around. And, you know, sorry to everybody who, like, was really into him.
I was. I still have my, you know, Driftless Music Gardens Festival poster because we had Michael Franti.
There was a reason I didn't.
A couple years ago.
And I didn't go to that show because I was already, like, icked out by him then. And I wouldn't go. And I just hate being so right about these things all the time. And nobody listening, and then here we are years later.
Were there other allegations that have come out though against
there him, was stuff that I had heard going around Harmony Park. There were incidences and things talked about amongst like the inner circle, which unfortunately like I got a little too close to at certain points with becoming friends with friends. And I mean, I went to Harmony Park probably like 9 years in a row for 3 of their events every year. Wow. So it was kind of like how often I'm at DMG and getting to know the people behind it. Sure. Not to the same level because this is a smaller scale, but kind of on that level where I had friends that were good friends with these musicians. And so, you know, we're sitting around and you're learning a lot on kind of like the inner part of it. Never would I say, oh, they were my friends or I hung out with them or whatever. Unfortunately, I did hang out with some of them on different personal levels, like when they'd come to Madison and play shows and I would go out with them and their friends afterwards, stuff like that. But never like, oh, I could call them up at home and talk to them. But I've seen sketchy behavior personally from Nako for sure.
Yeah.
But there was always rumblings about him, about Franti and about some of the other well-known spiritual guru bullshit musicians that are out there. So it was just always, I was really into that shit. I remember the moment that I like kind of had this like awakening. My friend and I were at Project Earth, which is one of the festivals they do. It's a very small scale one, very like inner circle of Harmony Park. And my friend and I were in this like circle and we were up at a stage and I think it was Tubby Love is his name, or not anymore. He's got some DJ name, but Tubby Love was the musician performing and he was down on, we were all standing in a circle and we were like all closing our eyes and holding our hands out. And like immediately my friend and I open our eyes, look at each other and we're like, what the fuck are we doing? And we turn around and we like got the heck out of there.
Good.
And like ever since that moment, I was like, what am I like doing at these? I don't think I've been back to Harmony Park maybe twice, but it was for like MJG events, not for any Wookiefoot events. And then after that is when all of the like Nako stuff came out. So it was like,
yikes.
Yeah, weird stuff. I think I went through a spiritual path at one point and it led me into that kind of like, you know, I'm not, you know, gonna say that I didn't get into that like Nako worship a little bit, but I got out pretty damn quick. Yeah. So once you see the people for
once
who
you
they
see
really
it
are,
then yeah, you, it's easier to get out
and it's easier to spot the signs going forward,
right?
You know, seeing it in other places that you're kind of like, oh, that could turn weird really quickly.
The naivety fizzles away and you can see behind the curtain. We're always learning.
I miss it a little bit because I was really like, oh, this is so cool. And now I'm like, ugh.
Now we have Driftless Music
Gardens.
I'm
so icked out by it. And now, yeah, thank goodness.
Much fewer ick
I don't feel that same vibe there by any means.
We had some
Even though I do joke a lot about wanting everybody to wear like white midsummer outfits and act like it's a cult, I don't, it's not. And
we had some fans who rolled up on Saturday for the show, for the Umphrey show. They like pulled into the driveway, rolled their windows down, were like, we're coming back here for sure. Scott was like, you haven't even gotten here yet and you already know you're coming back.
They had me. So when you drive into Driftless Music Gardens the first time, you don't even see it.
Yeah.
What you see is the amazing like drive in there, which is in the Driftless of Wisconsin. So it's beautiful and it's like all farm and I mean it really is incredible. But when you get to the gates, you wouldn't know really. You'll see cars parked and stuff like that.
You can
that.
See the stage.
You can see the stage now, but like until you like get up in the like the bowl area or the venue area, you don't like see the magic of it. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people that are there for the first time, like, the best thing you need to see is to go keep walking up that dirt road all the way and go to the right. And that's my favorite area. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a spring over there and it's just absolutely gorgeous. The whole place is gorgeous, but you know, I did see a lot of new people commenting. I wasn't at the Umphrey's weekend, but I've seen a lot. I had other things to do, and spoiler alert, I don't like Umphrey's McGee that much. But I already had a vacation planned prior to them adding that on for the summer.
It was a late add-on.
It was a very late add-on. We already had a trip planned. Mm-hmm. So I went to my trip instead. But I saw a lot of people commenting that were new and like, you know, it's lots a great way to make new fans and have new people come out. So mm-hmm. Yay. Yep. Good job, DMG
yay!
Team.
Keeping one... the ick away one show at a time.
No ick allowed. If you're ick, don't go. How to know if you're ick? We'll leave a list somewhere online. Just kidding.
We could start our own blog. You may instead be. Of, am I the asshole? Am I the ick?
Am I ick?
Am I ick?
We'll give you a couple examples.
Let us know in the comments
if you're ick.
If you think you're ick, give us your icky, and we'll let you know how icky it is.
We'll be honest with you. We'll tell you.
What a summer we had.
What a summer we had.
The ups and downs.
The highs and lows.
The hopes and the dreams.
The hopes and the dreams.
Man, it's great.
It was great. It was a good summer. I'm sad it's over, but I am a fall girly through and through. Oh, I'm excited. I've already had a pumpkin spice latte.
Speaking of pumpkin spice, so I stopped at the grocery store on my way here because I needed food. I needed to eat. And I was checking out in the liquor department. That's where I parked. And the guy was stocking the shelves, talking to the cashier. And I overheard him say, pumpkin spice Chardonnay. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Pumpkin spice Chardonnay.
You're ick if you drink pumpkin That's spice disgusting. Chardonnay. That's an ick.
It's like, absolutely not. I know that there's pumpkin flavored beers. Fine.
That's
whatever.
Delicious, actually.
And then I said, I was like, you know, I don't drink alcohol anymore, but I could get behind and support a cocktail that has like a pumpkin spice foam.
Like a pumpkin spice old fashioned or something like truly delightful
but not
like that.
A flavor of liquor. That's disgusting.
Let's have a fall episode where we sit and we drink pumpkin spice old fashioned mocktails and we have la 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 in the background and we wear flannel shirts.
We could either
we can wear big dumb hats.
We could do a real fire here or we could do it on my back deck.
We could do a real fire. For those who don't know. Figure it out. We're not going to tell you that one. If you don't know the la la la's, you're the ick. So I think we just created a new segment naturally. Am I the ick? And we will go through and maybe we'll be talking about you and you can try to figure out if you're the ick. But we can share an ick. If you think we have any other like regular segments that we should do, let us know.
Let us know.
We love that. Anyway,
we like structure, but we like chaos.
Structured chaos. Structure, chaos.
Chaotic
chaos,
structure.
Structure. Right. No, the other way. It's the other way.
I'm chaos.
What?
No, you're chaos.
We're about half and half each.
It depends on the day.
Depends on the day and what the activity is.
And if there's food.
It's on the activity. That's true. What it is.
Nice.
Well, thank you everyone for allowing us the opportunity to even have a second season and having season one. My dog, sorry, she's just eating a raspberry bush right now. I joke with her because she, from the beginning with this particular raspberry bush, I feel like she's like trimming it. Like mm-hmm. She takes care of it and every year these raspberries come back really nice. So she just has a natural green thumb. And probably I'm bleeding mouth right now.
Right.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Thank you.
Thanks for being back.
Thank you, everyone. We look forward to this season 2 and where this goes. And we love and appreciate each and every one of you. Mm-hmm. If you would like to support us monetarily and keep us going, you may do so at www.buymeacoffee.com/ Opes and Dreams podcast.
Good job.
Pod. Hopes and Dreams podcast.
Yeah.
You'll find our faces, I'm sure.
Look for our faces.
For our faces.
And send them some cash money.
Kylie and Karen out.
Mwah. Bye. Was it a touch screen?
Hopes and Dreams podcast is recorded, edited, and produced by Karen Wall and Kylie Parsons. Music provided by the People Brothers Band. Donate to Hopes and Dreams at www.buymeacoffee.com/hopesanddreamspodcast.